Welcome back to The Student Vegan. I'm Nabila Sheikh, a student vegan just like yourself. And in today's podcast, I'll be talking about the benefits and the myths of eating organic produce and whether or not it's really necessary as a student vegan. Organic is all the rage right now. Whether we're vegan or not, everyone seems to be buying into organic produce. Maybe it's because we're all partly guilty environmentalists and we need to be more conscious about the chemicals and the pesticides that go into our bodies when we don't eat organic, but either way, it's a hot topic. But is being organic really worth the hype? And is it worth the price? Especially as a student vegan. When I thought about this, I really did get curious about organic produce, so I did a little research. I found a book titled Organic, A Journalist's Quest to Discover the Truth Behind Food Labeling by Peter Lawfer that caught my interest. Lawfer defines organic as produce that is free from antibiotics, growth hormones, synthetic fertilizers, and sewage components. It also contains no genetically modified organisms. But Lawfer also says that the label doesn't necessarily mean zero pesticides or herbicides. Now that's pretty shocking to most consumers of organic produce. We buy organic in the hopes that the fruits and veggies we eat are grown without pesticides and without growth hormones, 100% all natural, like the farmers used to do it back in the day. But knowing that the label organic doesn't guarantee this is kind of a weird thing to think about, isn't it? Either way, Lawfer agrees that organic food is better for the environment. Farmlands free of pesticides are an all-around thumbs up in anyone's eyes. Still, the guarantee that a mass-producing organic farm is going to be true to its word and produce healthy, natural produce is just one that isn't really reliable. That being said, every state, every country has laws on what can and cannot be labeled organic. And all of these laws require upkeep with the government, regular inspections of the farms, and occasional inspections of the produce itself. To be labeled as organic is expensive and quite a process, so it's usually safe to rely on organic produce being healthier than its non-organic, mass-produced counterpart. So yes, if you can buy organic, if you have the means to, check your labels and go for it. But since we're students, we don't want to spend $4 on an apple when we can spend $1 on two apples, so it's okay. Make sure the apples don't have a waxy coating on them, and wash anything before you eat it, but really, it's okay. We're semi-broke and trying to get through midterms, so as long as we eat clean and well, buying organic isn't the most important thing. Produce from reputable places is okay to buy, just make sure you know what you're getting into. I have a few tips of my own for you guys when it comes to buying produce. They have worked for me so far, so I might as well share. My first tip would be to buy from local farms. I'm all for supporting my local businesses, especially if they're reliable, organic farms. You can go in and hand-pick the best produce, and you can also talk to the people growing the food you eat too. You can ask them questions and get first-hand knowledge. The prices are normally cheaper at these farms since they cut the distribution costs, so it's a win-win-win. My second tip has to do with leafy greens. If it's a leafy green, I buy organic. There's only ever a couple of cents or bucks difference, and leafy greens get the most exposure to hormone-induced soils or pesticides, if any are used. As vegans, we all know that our greens are important to us, and something we should consume on a regular basis. So shell out the couple of bucks and invest in some healthy, reliable, organic greens. If you're in the States, check for a USDA label, guaranteeing it. My third tip has to do with anything with soft skin. I would buy that organic. I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I'm not sure if this is scientifically proven, but something in me tells me that a fruit or veggie with soft skin can be more porous to harmful chemicals. And by this I mean produce like tomatoes or mushrooms, apricots, peaches. Choose the ones that you eat the most and try to buy them organic. On that same note, if you eat a lot of something, try buying more of it organic. You're putting more of your favorite foods in your body, so why not make sure it's safe for you? And finally, look at the actual produce you buy. Does it look shiny? It probably has a waxy coating on it. Don't buy it. A little too big for what you think the normal size is? Try not to buy it. Organic foods are normally deformed and prone to spoiling faster, but their imperfection is what makes them natural. If the fruits you're looking to buy are too perfect to be natural, chances are they are. And really, in the end, student vegans, go with your gut. Before you head up the grocery store, try going to a local farm. Budget your money wisely and try the tips I've just given you. Making the choice for your health is always the most important thing. That's all for this episode, student vegans. Feel free to send in your tips or your opinions when it comes to buying organic produce. Tune in next time to know what I would do and what you could do when you're stuck in an awkward situation, being the only vegan in the room. I'm Nabila Sheikh, your fellow student vegan. Thanks for listening.